Wasn't that a great job? Wow, thank you, young people. Don't drop baby Jesus. I think they just awesome job to give us some visuals of the Christmas story. I want to just take a few moments, if you'll allow me, to give us some thoughts, some application of what we've just seen, and take it home with us and think about it and let God speak to our hearts. Because as you look at the story, you realize that almost the entire world missed the coming of our Savior into the world. They were involved and busy on so many different things, not too much unlike our day-to-day, when we, so many, miss Christmas. I'm not talking about all the celebrations and the decorations and all that, but we miss the real meaning of Christmas. We have radio stations that devote all of December to playing Christmas songs, most of them secular. We have channels on television that show TV movie or Christmas movies, which really aren't about the true meaning of Christmas. Its setting is in the Christmas season. The subject is totally different. And so people have certainly different ideas of what Christmas is all about. And that's what happened. That at that time when our Savior came into the world to live a perfect life, to become a perfect sacrifice, ultimately for you and me and for the entire world, for all ages. There's some people in this story that miss Jesus, and I just want to just very briefly share this with you, because there's always a danger of missing Christmas. There's the danger for you and me to miss Christmas if we're not careful. There's the innkeeper. You saw the innkeeper tell them to leave because there was no room in the inn. And this is the whole gist of it. Is there room for Jesus in our celebration of Christmas? The innkeeper was preoccupied. His issue was preoccupation. He was too busy making money. And as we go to Christmas season here in these days ahead, there's many activities that will compete for the attention, our attention at Christmas time. And if we're not careful, we can be too busy for Jesus at Christmas. Then there's Herod. Herod, the wicked king, when the wise men came asking, "Where is the king of the Jews?" He became very troubled, the scriptures tell us. He was fearful because his supremacy and his power was in jeopardy. He thought there was another king that was going to ascend the throne and remove him. As we look at Christmas in our own eyes today, many people see Jesus as a threat to their own freedom, as a threat to what they want to do with their lives, and they won't let Jesus be king or lord of their lives. They want to serve Jesus, so they want to do what they want to do in their own eyes, in their own ways, their own choices. And just like Herod, some miss Christmas because of fear. Then there's the religious leaders. When the wise men asked, "Where's the one who is called King of the Jews?" they came up with the answer. They said, a prophecy said that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. And so they knew that about him. And so Herod then killed all the babies 2 years and younger in that whole region because he wanted to get the one that was the King of the Jews. So these religious leaders knew much about the coming Messiah, but they were indifferent to his birth. They were too engrossed in their own things. They didn't have time for him, even though they knew the prophecy about him coming. Many of us know a lot about Jesus, a lot about his birth, a lot about his life. But so often we don't understand our own personal need for Jesus and a relationship with him. The religious leaders were indifferent. That was their sin. And so many of us are indifferent to the presence of Jesus in our lives. So it's easy to ignore him and really miss what Christmas is all about. Then there's the inhabitants of Jerusalem, who were religious people. They were so consumed with their religious activities that they missed the whole message that was given out by the shepherds and others. Religion can be a very deadly trap. It can cause us to miss Christmas. So busy doing religious activities that we miss Jesus, because again, he didn't come to bring religion. He came to bring and offer a relationship with the Creator God of the whole world. The Romans were another group. They missed Jesus' birth because of their idolatry. They called the whole world to a census. While they were worshiping all their pagan gods, they were taxing the world, all involved, all focused on materialistic things. Paganism, even today, has such a strong grip on our society. We make gods of so many different things. It may be money, it may be popularity, it may be power, it may be influence. But so often those things cause us to miss Christmas. And then there was the people of Nazareth. Their sin was familiarity. They knew him best. He grew up in Nazareth, but they really didn't know him. They tried to kill him because the conviction he brought upon them. Familiarity mixed with unbelief is so deadly, and it can cause us, if we are not careful, familiarity with the story, familiarity with all the things we do day in, day out, in church, in our walk with him, that it can cause us really to miss the intimacy, the fellowship, the sweetness of his presence in our lives. But the main reason I think that we miss Christmas is just simply unbelief. The book of John said in John chapter 1 that he came into his own creation or his own world and they knew him not. He came into his world and the vast majority of the world wanted nothing to do with him. He went on to say, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the authority to become children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Not their children, not because of descendant, being a descendant, not because of natural causes, not because somebody made a decision or a decree, but he said, by the will of God, by the blood of Jesus shed, they trusted Christ as their Savior, received him as their Savior, and that's why he came. That's what this whole story is about. A God who loves us so much that he was willing to send his Son into the world to be a perfect sacrifice for our sins, to die for us so that we could spend eternity with him. Don't miss Christmas. Make sure that he is first and foremost in your life. He's the focus of all that you do, and that you have a personal, real relationship with him. We're going to have prayer. We're going to close out here in just a moment. And if you need prayer, we have some prayer, the care workers that will be available for you to pray with. And so let us pray right now. Lord, thank you for the program. Thank you for the young people. Thank you for all that you have done for us. And thank you for Christmas and the message that you've given us about your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.